Yes, sir.
I just talked to Kennedy, and he gave me a report. He said they're very tough and so forth, and that Henry is saying that he feels that we may have to break off and that he'll have to return. He'll have to advise, he thinks I would go on television and rally the American people as I had previously. And I told Kennedy that he just had to indicate to Henry that that was not a viable option, that we have to be just as tough as we can. And if they don't agree, then we do it. But I have a very strong feeling that my going on national television right now, you know, and saying, well, that it's broken down because of the of their deviousness and so forth and so on, I think the thing to do is to just up and do it.
Yeah.
What's your feeling there?
Well, I think so.
I just have a very uneasy feeling about doing a national television broadcast at this point.
Yep. Very, very tough to pull off.
Well, tough to pull off, and this time may fail.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the few times it really could.
Yep.
And I don't think Henry here is quite in touch with reality. You agree?
I think that's right.
But on the other hand, that they refuse the, you know, to make the agreement you just stated as a practical matter. He comes back, and we do what is necessary.
Yep.
Doesn't that sound like a more viable way to do it?
His thought is you do it while he's still there.
Oh no, he'll come back, and we go on, and then I would go on say Wednesday or Thursday of this week and make a big television appeal to support the resumption of the military activities.
Yeah.
My view is that
I think you just do it.
The time of year and all that sort of thing, you know, it's just the wrong thing to do. The thing to do is to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let the press handle it any way they want.
Well, I would think so. I think you might come out better as far as the backing by just doing it than by trying to build
you just come out and just do it, and we won't have to decide it right now. Wait till tomorrow, see what happens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But my feeling is that what we do is to just go ahead when he returns and say, well, we still haven't completed the negotiations. We're prepared to negotiate whenever they are, but then just step the goddamn, the bombing up and so forth and so on. But just do it rather than go on and say, because you see, there's nothing new we're reordering. Well, we will have to bomb the north, and you know what I mean. It's
it's
the whole. I think the people are not going to. I don't think the people are going to. I don't think they're going to be too damn surprised that things break down. You know what I mean? Although they built up tremendous hopes that it's going to be over. I mean, a lot of people have.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I think that if you go on TV,
that sort of puts the.
What do you think?
Puts the cap on it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem to be desirable.
Puts the cap of basically of just a failure on it.
Yeah. You're just going to say, well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the end of that.
But we'll wait till tomorrow. See what happens, but my own view is that we have the best thing to do is to just let them have it. I mean, take whatever heat we have to take.
I would think so. If it's no,
I mean, he's got his usual melodramatic thing that President should go on television again and rally the American people as he has on previous occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never doubted the doing it before. But I don't think, Bob. I think Henry, of course, and he has a feeling about this, but I don't think he realizes that we're in a box where that isn't going to quite work again. What do you think?
I think the combination of circumstances is such that it isn't going to where the other is, because in the first place it isn't a new step.
That's right. We're not ordering anything new.
That's right. And it's, another stage in the ongoing thing, in a sense, rather than some new...
Basically, what happens here, he comes back and his negotiations have not succeeded, so we just continue until they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we just continue to do what we have to do.
In the hopes that the fact of doing that may cause them to reconsider, too.
Right. And being prepared, in other words, to go... But just doing that, you see, going on and saying it creates, in my view, we unnecessarily escalate,
you know,
the public reaction to the so forth. We've been bombing, we just continue it. We just do more of it,
yep.
You know. But don't announce anything, because there's a hell of a thing, a lot to announce. I mean, these negotiations, I think we have to realize that we're confident they will succeed and so forth, and we just come back and if anything he can say, or maybe that's what has to be said, and he comes back and says, well, we've tried it and they refuse, would that be a thought in mind?
Well, it sort of depends on the nature of how it's left there, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
if it, how
my guess is he'll leave it.
The thing is.
He'll leave it with them, that, yeah, as to whether or not even there's...
Whether there's anything left.
Any further negotiating room left.
Yeah.
Just whether there's going to
yeah.
be another meeting or anything of that sort.
Yeah.
But at least he didn't box himself into the corner of saying this is the last meeting this time.
Good.
At least that's my impression.
He hasn't said that to them.
Well, I don't think it's been said publicly, has it?
No, I don't. No, no.
That's what I meant here. I'm not concerned
it's
about
it. It's been speculated, but I don't think we've said it.
No. And, I've just been thinking about my own position at this point, and I'm inclined to think that my having to go on for the first time after the election and saying, well, the enemy refuses, and that we therefore are going to continue or step up the bombing of the North until they frankly agree to be reasonable. How do you think you do it?
Mm-hmm. I do.
What do you think?
I think that's what you do, and you. There's got to be some report on status, but it depends on what it is. It also depends on what they say.
What they say publicly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how they play it.
That's right.
And I would think that would be a major factor in the question of degree of toughness.
The degree of toughness in what we do in the event they do not agree to see their backing off of their previous positions and giving nothing, the degree of toughness in what we do, there's no question. It has to be tough as hell. See?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they say. I mean, because we know that they're not giving an inch, you know, in the important things. On the other hand, figure on is is to think that you can repeat the history again, you know, when you can't repeat what you have done at this point. I told him that very categorically before, you know, and I told him that in Florida. I said, you know, and he kept, you know, saying, well, we've always rallied the people before. I don't think it's there to rally at the moment. What do you think?
Well, I think it can be. There's a real question of whether that's the best way to deal with the position you're in.
That's the point, isn't it?
Because each time you do it, you've got to expend a major chunk of equity to do it.
That's right. And then something's, the people have got, they're rallied if they think it's going to work.
That's right.
That's the whole point. You know, like Cambodia, they thought that was going to help, and it did. And November 3rd, they didn't want to be humiliated. May 8th, they were for it because they thought that was going to help, and it helped a hell of a lot. It stopped the offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you say, you rally them for what? For the purpose of getting a settlement or what? Well, we shall see. I'll take a look at it in the morning.
Okay. Are they going to meet tomorrow again?
Oh, sure. They meet tomorrow at 9 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock their time, so they'll go around another round. See what if anything, they're going to do, but...
Okay.
But, of course, it's always been my own feeling is that this whole business of mood, you know, and so forth has very little to do with what they do. Don't you agree?
You know, yeah.
And Henry's usually, you know, like his message yesterday, sort of was impressed by the fact that, you know, that the attitude was... even though they were tough, that they were, and the mood was right and so forth. That has a hell of a lot to do with it. I mean, that's, we'll just have to play the string out. We'll see. We'll see. We'll try to get some word tomorrow sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. We have Connolly tomorrow.